Scatman's Avenue.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose. The life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Bornstein.
Hello, how are you guys?
Bornstein.
How are you,
welcome
buddy?
Welcome to the show.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys for having
so
me.
So happy
I love
to
it.
Have town. You.
Yeah, oh, that's man. So nice
Christ.
Of you guys.
You are a phenomenal writer. You are fantastic. A great follow on the old twits.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
You want me to leave right now?
Get out.
I'm gone.
Leave.
Get him out of here.
Scram!
With those damn compliments. But I feel like you are uniquely and perfectly engineered. Genetically engineered?
Mm-hmm.
As Jews, are we allowed to say that?
Yes, exactly.
Genetically, and you've been mangled into being the perfect person to do this show. We believe that the world's getting dumber. I don't know if that's your thought in this
world. I think
world.
The things we hear about are getting dumber. But then, like, people are just like building like quantum computers and shit, and we just don't hear about it. It's just, but the things that are so juicy that you want to talk about, that's for sure.
So we're getting more access to dumb news.
Yes.
Is that
oh
the
my
way
God.
You
the access
is
incredible.
Dumb got a better PR guy, right?
Recently.
Is dumb just, whoever's PR for dumb is just
killing it. Unbelievable.
Right?
Get him out. Dumb. That's a great step.
Yeah.
PR
smart
for dumb.
Can't get on the radio.
When they go high, we go loud.
Yes.
All right, that's got to be a shirt.
As
Dan.
Melania once said,
when they go high, we go loud. When we go high, they go loud.
That's right.
So we dumb get people. Stories sent to us by our wonderful, who are not dumb, but very smart listeners, and we just try and make sense of them. So we got one sent to us. Do you want to jump into
Let's
one right away?
Let's do it.
Ready?
Yes. Excited.
A man.
Ooh.
Angry that a pickup truck, or just a man angry.
Like, a man.
Welcome to 2019.
Wow. A man angry that a pickup truck. I don't even know what's coming next, but he's mad at an inanimate object.
Well, he's definitely personified the pickup truck. So now the pickup truck has personal traits.
I saw a pickup truck yesterday that was the tallest thing I've ever seen. And just on the side of it, it said vagina guitars.
Oh.
You play everyone different.
Yeah. I don't know the market for
hey,
it.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm tuning you up. I can't find the pick. I've
that's
always
Star Brothers.
Stop. I
can't find the G chord.
There it is. The G string is missing.
It ain't real. It ain't even real.
I don't think
doesn't exist.
So it's out of tune. I drive by those vans.
Guitars.
I drive by those vans that say like topless maids.
Oh yeah.
Mm-mm. I'm like, what is the moment?
Because the actual service of having whatever you have cleaned.
They
is
do
be,
have to do some cleaning.
It's going to be terrible.
So do they show up with stuff?
Imagine.
We all know someone who called them, and I don't want to blow their spot up, but we all know
name
this
names.
Person.
Name names.
Okay. What was the girl from Casey? And what's it? Lacey and Cagney?
Cagney and Lacey.
Tyne Daly. Tyne Daly.
Uh-huh.
She called one of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That is obviously not who it is.
No.
and they said that they will come over and do some light dusting, but then if we hit it off, we'll talk more.
If we hit it off.
Yeah.
So wow. I just would love to have that moment where there's a topless person in your mm-hmm. house and you're like, hey, listen, you need to pull out my son's trundle.
I'm not going to say this to you again. It's each figurine.
Yeah.
If you're not going to clean all of the precious moments, why clean one?
These are, I don't want a Hummer. I
just
want you
to be
fix
passive,
my Hummels.
Passive aggressive.
Clean my Hummels. Don't give me a Hummer.
Right. You lock yourself in your
do
office.
You
don't even look at them the whole time.
Do you even own a Dyson? Why are you here?
You're good going around corners, but all right, damn. Man mad at a pickup truck.
Wait, did you find out? Is it just vagina guitars?
I didn't do any more research.
Don't. Let
I was
it
like,
live.
I want that,
that
amount
feels
of
like
information,
a,
and
it feels
I went out.
Like a Van Halen song that never made it on an album.
Well, that's a new definition for a flying V.
There it is.
Guitar. Thank
that
you.
Was on the C side of their tape.
is that a C cut?
This story also comes to us from the Omaha World Herald. Uh-huh. They have a tagline under their thing.
Let's hear it. Yeah. Who wrote it?
They wrote this as three different thoughts.
Okay. It's
interesting.
But it should, you want these all to run together. Don't choose them individually. Real, fair, accurate. Period after each one.
Okay.
No, real, fair, and. Don't just choose which one you're doing. Real,
real, fair, accurate. I guess.
It's very Fox Newsy.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah.
Who wrote the article?
Nancy Gar. I'm going to try this. Gardner. There's too many A's in here. Gardner's close enough.
No, it's classic right, Nancy Gardner.
Classic Gardner.
That's so classic.
Classic Gardner.
You can't keep her away from those pickup truck stories.
She's constantly gardening.
A man angry that a pickup truck had parked partly on the grass in front of his home.
No, a person parked that way.
Just mad at
Don't
the truck.
Don't blame the truck.
Sir, get out of there. I'm mad at your truck.
Yeah, let me talk to the truck for an hour.
Leave it on. I want to talk to it.
People don't park on your long truck. He was mad that the truck had parked partly on the grass in front of his home. Mm-hmm. Also, that's public property, mm-hmm. right? If you're on this side of the, if you're on roadside sidewalk.
But if he's on the grass, then that's...
For real, what do you think happened, guys?
Was there any curb? It may have been one of those smooth curbs.
No curb.
No curb. And also, might not be
a sidewalk, so yard could come all the way up to the street.
The yard goes into the street. Right. It's in two lanes of traffic, this yard.
Like the yard fizzles out into gravel.
An easement? There's an easement. The property line is not up to the gravel.
No.
It's an uneasy.
This guy definitely thinks his property line goes 3 feet into the gravel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I get part of the street.
I own the shoulder.
That's what he
told me. He was mad that it parked on the grass in front of his home.
Why is that news?
Took a knife to the truck's tires.
Now it's news.
Now you want it to move?
Now it's news. Yeah.
Now you can't get it out of there.
I know.
You're going to be scraping up your lawn with hubcaps. Right. What are you doing,
well,
man?
Well, now we're not going anywhere, buddy.
Yeah. So you want this problem for a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
Hammered out the lights on a cement mixer across the street, to which those guys are like, oh, hey!
What do you want?
Why?
Who's got a phone? Someone's taping this. Someone's taping this.
Don't throw those papers at that bird. Like, it's just anything he sees outside.
Why does this guy have such an elaborate toolkit, too, that he brought up?
Does he think that the cement truck let that happen?
Yeah.
You knew this.
He's just by mad being a at bystander. Inanimate objects. He's like, this truck let that truck do that, and so now I'm going to take it out on that truck.
Right.
These automobiles are in cahoots.
Right. Yeah. couldn't fix his marriage, so he broke a spatula.
That's right.
He hammered out the lights on a cement mixer across the street. Uh-huh. Then, this is my favorite part, then stomped through freshly poured concrete and swore at men doing street repairs, a sheriff's report and cell phone video indicate.
I would just love to see this. And I know it's only in cartoons does it do this, but like for him to like be stomping really fast and then slow down, and then he's
getting lower with each step,
and he's stuck and one foot up in quicksand would have been the only thing that would have been better.
The video was taken by one of the crew members.
Of course,
it shows the man wearing.
I mean, that is the best lunch break ever,
ever.
Because like these guys don't give a shit about what's happening.
They're like, I got to work for another 2 hours. Fine, whatever. I get overtime. Guess I get to go home early.
It shows the man wearing cut off brown overalls, a red t-shirt, and a baseball cap across the street to the cement mixer, where he asks the person videoing him, "You got this? You ready? Nothing good ever happens. I don't care what it is.
You got this? You ready? Let's serve this soup kitchen."
Yeah, right. Yeah. Usually it's like, you got this?
You ready?
I'm going to do a backflip in this bar. Like, you've never done a backflip.
Nope.
You got nowhere to land.
Dave, there's nowhere to land.
You move that table, it's not going to matter.
No.
You might hit it outside.
Yeah.
You got this, you ready? Before he starts hammering at the mixer's lights.
I like that he finally talked to a person at the end, though. He's just yelling at trucks for
a while.
No,
he wants the person to document him.
No, he could have just been talking to the phone. Because he believes that the phone is the thing that takes the video. Hey, phone, you got this? You ready?
Yep.
Take the video.
I put down that guy who's holding you in. Let's talk about this.
Also, Mixer's Lights sounds like a knockoff of White Claw to me.
Yeah.
Mixer's Lights.
Mixer's Lights.
That's a good drink.
Quote, "I want that truck off my lawn," he yells.
Like Bethany Frankel came up with Mixer's Light.
Yes, and it's crushing it.
Right? It's like, it's the way to make a margarita with half the calories.
Skinny Bill!
that.
You guys know, like, you know what got announced like yesterday?
She's got her own sketch comedy show.
No.
Because you know that's what she wants to do.
What? I did not know that.
Yeah, she wants to be a sketch comedian.
White Claw has put out a pumpkin spice flavor. Mm,
it was bound to happen.
Because that's the epitome of basic bitches like me.
Yeah.
It comes in an UGG boot.
It does. You have to drink it straight out of an UGG boot.
Straight out. And if you buy enough cases, you can trade it in for an autumnal scarf. Okay.
That's
kind of nice.
Yeah.
The man, Thomas Maillander, has been ticketed on suspicion.
Is it a male or a female lander?
Male lander.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure.
M-A-I-L.
Oh, male. Okay. Wow. Male lander. From
male lander.
Meaning they used to land mail.
Some sort of Ellis Island.
Yeah. Wherever the mail lands, magic. That's where I am. Just don't let it land on my lawn.
He's been ticketed on suspicion of criminal mischief, says Douglas County Sheriff Lieutenant Rob
That's
Jones.
That's not suspicion. He did it. They got it on video.
We got it. You got this?
Yeah.
The incident occurred Thursday morning on Potter Street in the Deerwood Park area, which is northwest of the intersection of Blair High Road and Ida Street. So that is all you need for the Dumb People Town walking
tour. Put it on
tour.
The walking tour. Yeah.
You know where to go.
I don't think Nancy captured all of this in the headline, I'll be honest, because just mad at pickup truck doesn't
fully
capture it. It's like man mad at pickup truck and loses his mind.
Right,
yeah, just goes crazy,
starts breaking shit,
gets his hardware tools out.
Something happened before today.
Mad at pickup truck makes Crispin Glover seem sane.
That's a good headline.
Mad at pickup truck shows us why men shouldn't be in power.
Yeah, there you go.
These are Pulitzer headlines now.
Later in the video, after hammering at the back of the cement mixer, Maillander steps into the wet concrete and then stumbles through it. He falls down as he tries to extricate himself. And you know, he was like, "Don't help me, sir.
I got it.
If that sets, you are in trouble. You're in trouble. I'm not in trouble.
Oh yeah.
Still glad you wore cutoff overalls, bro.
Who's talking to me? The forklift."
laughing at me, forklift, sir.
I love embarrassments based with concrete because there's a record forever. It's like now people are going to ask, why is there these dips and handprints in there?
Why is there a knee print?
Those are Maillanders.
Jeez.
Once out of the muck with the hammer still in one hand and his feet
he kept the hammer
and other caked in wet concrete,
he walked over to the thing and hit the thing.
We will get into it right after we take a quick break.
Oh, man. Right. Guys, yeah,
more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around, make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Before we go any further in this story, we should mention some dates. We are in, depending on when this
should drop, right before
we go to October, October 13th. We are doing a live Dumb People Town at the Bell House in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
We have Michael Che on the show.
And just added Aparna Nanchala.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so we're very excited to have her on the show and him on the show. And then we may be getting a musical guest on that show as well.
Guys, come into the city.
Come check it out. And then we may do a second show, a totally different show.
If we can sell it out, let's do it.
A tight five from Maillander.
Maillander is going to do his cement set.
Nice. And actually, the weekend after that, I will be at Zany's in Chicago.
Look at that.
And then a whole bunch of tour dates that should be out by now. So go to DanielVanKirk.com. I'm all over the Midwest and the East Coast wrapping up the Together
Tour. Supersclars.com is us, and we have a number of dates coming up, including we haven't been to Comedy on State in a while. We're coming back there in March 12th.
Hey-o.
Madison, Wisconsin. You, sir, Zach, have a little thing that you're doing on a Comedy Central original.
Yes, sir. It's a new talk show called My Least Favorite Thing, where I talk to celebrities while we do their least favorite thing.
And which is like driving to LAX.
Laundry. Laundry. Could be facing their fear of snakes. It could be confrontation. We make them actually confront people in their lives.
Firing off an angry email. I love it.
Getting
stuck
in
cement. The while you're interviewing them.
Yes.
In the midst of them doing this horrible thing.
While they're furious.
I love it.
While people are parking on their lawn.
My least favorite thing.
Yes.
Check it out. That'll be available on
Comedy Central.
There you go. It's on TV.
I love it.
Gots to love it. All right, Daniel, bring us back into the story.
Great idea for a show.
Thank you.
So I said later in the video, after hammering at the back of the cement mixer, Maillander then stepped into the wet concrete, then fell, and then tried to extricate himself.
Can I help you with that, sir?
Is that quick setting?
That would be my favorite part of the video, is the lull after he's fallen. And they're like, do we? Like,
let go of the hammer, man.
Yeah.
No, let him get up. I want to see him get up.
Once out of the muck with the hammer, still in one hand and his feet and the other caked in wet concrete. How long do you have before that sets?
I don't know. I've
never 20 minutes? It depends on, it dries, so it depends on how hot it is.
In sure, cartoons, sure. It's like 30 seconds. Yeah.
Max. Can we get a bucket in here of it?
He can
in
then,
the Barber of Seville.
He can then be seen confronting Carrie Jackson, co-owner of Jackson's Complete Concrete. Not complete anymore.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Jackson asks.
I am concrete.
Yes.
Carrie Jackson says, and this is perfect. You've got a guy covered in cement. He's already knocked out lights on your cement truck. Mm-hmm. And you could come in hot, right? But what's the best thing to do with you? This is all he says. Everything all right?
Yeah, the worst. The worst.
Deflate them like down to
patronize the hell out of them.
Are we done?
You having a good day?
Carrie Jackson. Carrie Jackson. I haven't seen him. He has gone as Dog the Bounty Hunter for Halloween. For
for sure.
Halloween.
And then drove around the next day still in costume, just to
see what's going on over here.
Picked up five bounties.
At which point, Maillander responds, "Everything all right." Does everything look all right to you, you dumb fuck?
Did fuck make it into the newspaper?
F and then four periods and then a question mark.
Wait, wow. Dan, it is... Okay, Maillander. Now, I haven't seen the Highlander movie. I haven't seen it.
There can be only one Maillander.
There can be only one Maillander. That was what I was asking. Yes. Number two, is this the new fantasy movie, like, series? The Beyond Highlander.
Yes.
Maillander.
Yeah. Maillander.
Maillander's Academy.
And I would call it You've Got Maillander.
That's perfect, too. That's perfect. Everything all right? I love that he repeats it. Everything all right? Does everything look all right
to
you?
Everything look all right to you?
You dumb fuck? I want that truck off my lawn. You mean the truck that no longer has work tires?
Or the truck that you're now going to bash the headlights out
of. Right, because he's mad about the truck.
The pickup truck
on his lawn. The F-150 I wish I owned. Yeah. And then he's also now hitting the cement truck, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So he goes, I want that truck off my lawn. Carrie Jackson tells Maillander that he doesn't know who owns that truck.
That's a great,
of course.
Even if you do, you say, I have no idea who that is.
It could be his truck.
Definitely his truck.
Shortly thereafter, the video ends and sheriff deputies arrive and ticket Maillander. Jackson is said he later found out who owns the pickup truck.
Oh, my God.
It was a son visiting his mother who lived across the street from Maillander.
Oh.
So this guy.
So can I just say something, though? Maillander is right to go after the cement truck because apparently the cement truck parked in the spot that that truck would have parked in.
Oh.
So now the cement truck forced this guy to go on his lawn, so he's got to take a bullet.
That's some
angry guy logic.
That's some Maillander logic.
I was hoping it would be Maillander's son, and he just forgot that he parked outside his house.
It's not time to make a change.
He doesn't
Daddy,
know his own
no.
son.
Doesn't know
his own
son.
Truck.
Yeah.
This is like a memento situation.
Yeah. He looks at his arm.
Memento.
There it is. You could be my John G.
Yeah.
The citation, Maillander could not be reached for comment, which to me means they didn't even try.
No.
Right. Yeah.
Gardner should have tried because he'll talk to you.
All you gotta do is just go to the lawn and turn on a tape recorder.
Yeah, you'll get something.
Just pull up just on the front of the lawn, just a little bit. He'll come out.
You can whisper Maillander wherever you are, he'll show up.
Three times.
Say his name.
Say his name three times.
Caked in cement.
The citation is for a misdemeanor based on $500 to $1,500 in damage, Jones said. That's Sergeant Jones, I believe, or Lieutenant. Should the damage to the trucks total more than $5,000, Maillander would be charged with a felony. And the actual property where the truck was parked, it was on a public right-of-way, Jones said.
I
did not know that. I will ask you guys now, and we will then get out of this.
On this.
How old do you think that Mr. Maillander is?
14.
Okay. I wish. Come on, for real.
He's...
Thomas Maillander.
God, it's good.
He owns a hammer.
He owns a hammer. He's lived long enough to feel like he's been wrong.
He's wearing a baseball cap.
He has property, or at least is renting property that he takes ownership of.
Sure. There you go.
He's around enough to be sick of these guys and their cement.
Who is the type of guy that would be mad that you park on your lawn? How old is that type of person?
And would be willing to fight.
That's right.
Because he could.
I don't want to dissuade you guys, but as I thought about this too, of like, well, what would be sides of both? a young guy, it could be, we're trying to make meth in here.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Get out of here.
Why are you so close to my property? Get off my property.
He's inviting suspicion, though, by going insane.
That's what these druggies do.
Yeah, he doesn't have control.
He might not be thinking ahead.
Look at that problem out there.
It's like no one will know we're doing anything wrong. Look at all the tinfoil we have in the windows. No one will have any clue that we're doing anything wrong.
Look at the explosion that just came out of the chimney.
Right. All right, you are our guest. Do you want to go first, Tig, or third, Zach?
He's 38.
38 years old. All right, Jason Aran.
He's 57.
57 Ooh. From Jason Sklar.
I think he's 49.
49 mm-hmm. from Randy Sklar. Townies.
It sounds old, but it's very close to us.
Get your answers in right now, and please play along with us wherever you're at, loudly.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because scream it.
Thomas Mailander is 70 years old.
Oh my God.
And here is the video.
Wow. Let's
and it'll
video.
Be posted on the Facebook page. Guys,
oh my God.
Join the Facebook page. Join us
Look
on Patreon.
Look at him walking through that cement.
Walking through
Look at him. Oh, he's just picking them up and putting them down. It gets harder as he goes, you can tell. He makes it almost all the way to the edge, and then he falls backwards.
I wish I had that energy at 70.
New form
That's
of
all
aerobics.
I want. To be able to
and
stomp through concrete, no problem.
Nobody helping up.
Stomping to the oldies.
Nobody helping him up.
You know, this is a nicer neighborhood than I would expect. It's like it looks gated.
Yeah. look really nice.
Would you help him?
Nope.
I wouldn't either.
Not if he's got a hammer in his
hand. Yeah, he's got a hammer.
Daniel, post that video on the Facebook page.
I will.
Join the Facebook page if you haven't yet, and join our Patreon. We got lots of extra we have some great Patreon stories for you on that.
Oh, they're the best.
Extra content. So merch. We bring the stories. Dan gets to listen to them.
Play along.
Now's your chance to be a part of that. Follow Zach Bornstein on the old Twitter. We want to let them know what the old handle is so they
at Zach Bornstein, ZACKBORNSTEIN, real simple.
And I cannot wait for
you're so funny.
So funny.
Oh, thank you.
And I cannot wait for the talk show. Dude, the talk show.
I'm so excited.
When do we think this
might... There's three like sample episodes up right now, and we got some more coming. Great.
Love it. And people can find it at ComedyCentral.com.
Yeah, ComedyCentral.com or on the YouTube page.
Let's do it. And, oh shit, we gotta get back to work. Dum, 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 dum.
Make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town. Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.